Well, maybe we can get back to a regular show today. Why not? Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he shall read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. You know how to do that. And it's a Wednesday where we do everything a little bit differently. We put odds on it. Technically percentages, I know, but
whatever.
You sticklers can suck it. Yeah. What are the percentages Wednesday sounds awful. But what are the odds
Rolls
Wednesday?
Right off the tongue.
Yeah, what are the odds Wednesday sounds fantastic, and that's what we're doing. What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds the show's not going to suck today, Hoffman?
Percent 80?
I'm going to go 90. I just feel like this is the first real show we've had all week, because Monday was all about Kobe.
That's true.
Yesterday was an hour. Now we get to dive into things. And the whole hour was about the dictator that's Bill O'Brien getting more power. What's funny is I did a hit with a Miami station this morning, and I guess they thought I was going to defend them doing this with O'Brien, because they're like, can you please explain to me how this guy gets all this power? And I'm like, no, sure can't.
Yeah, someone asked me that last night. I was just like, I don't know, man. You got me.
And it's like, well, what does the owner think about this? Like, I don't know. He never talks. We got two statements from him in a year.
Yeah.
So the rest of the world kind of thinks it's a dumb idea too. So,
because it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no two ways about it.
409 asks, what are the odds AJ got compared to Bill O'Brien on Twitter? I heard that coming in.
Who, me?
Yeah, because by becoming program director, it's the same as becoming general manager of the Texans. You're just taking control of everything. Same. Well, no, it isn't the same, because guess what? There's some checks and balances there. And even if it were the same, somebody was giving me grief about this last night. It's like, you guys always brag about having pretty much complete control over your show. Why can't Bill O'Brien have complete control over his team? And my response was, we have Super Bowl rings. He really doesn't. Wow. We have success. We have a track record. And yeah,
who said that it was the same as me being the program director? Barry and Joel?
No, somebody tweeted Barry.
We need to fire those guys. Tell those guys to pack their stuff.
Well, yeah. And, hey, if you were
grab their key cards on the way out.
If you were really Bill O'Brien in this scenario, how many people would already be gone just for disrespecting you?
Everybody would be gone.
Yeah, I know. So, but there's some checks and balance. And guess what? Our owner, a little bit smarter than Cal McNair. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. Apparently, it's, I guess it's finally official on Dusty Baker.
Yeah, I think so. We're waiting to see if there's going to be like a press conference or something, but we haven't seen anything about it yet.
Mm. The one thing I would point out, for those of you who aren't happy with Dusty Baker, this has got to be short term, right? You're not hiring this guy for 5 years.
No, he's not.
I think you're bringing him in for this year while you still have a shot to win it.
I think so, too.
And next year while you transition from really great team to who knows what you're going to be. And then you get somebody who's going to be more long term. Yep. That would be my humble thought on the matter.
My guess as well.
So Brian McTaggart just tweeted this out. Dusty Baker will become the 19th full-time manager in Astros history. And at 70, is the oldest manager in baseball.
Well, makes total. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah. I wonder how those analytics are going to work now.
Analytics are gone. That's the old Astros. Mm.
Mm. Oh, you mean the ones that won?
Yes.
Okay.
That's gone to the wayside.
It never ceases to amaze me. Like last week, I wrote a Bill O'Brien column that was not the most flattering thing and got tons of hits. Week before, I wrote an Astros-related thing, not flattering, tons of hits. Today, I write a positive Astros column, nothing, crickets. So I think I figured out that the only way to get people reading your content is to write something negative.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, I don't like that. Don't get me wrong. But it's very strange because I kind of thought, you know what? I'm going to look at the positive here. Look at the players that are back. You know, that forget all the other stuff. Because we talked about this a little bit yesterday. There was one of the websites had them ranked as the seventh best team in baseball. And I'm like, really? With this lineup? And that's not accounting for maybe Kyle Tucker actually hits this year. If he does, it's a pretty damn good lineup.
Yeah.
And, you know, they still have a really good 1-2 punch at the top of the rotation. So I don't know how that drops him to seventh unless you just... A lot of the national media just hates him, and they want that to happen. They want him to suck. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to happen. But it was a positive column, and nope, crickets.
Adam says, what are the odds the Astros could land Nolan Arenado or Chris Bryant for Correa and other pieces? I actually tweeted something out the other day that Patrick Creighton found about the Astros being a fit, and I would love to see that. I think very – I mean – it's funny because if you remember, Fred, when Carlos Correa, when he was a prospect, when he was an Uber prospect, and everyone was saying, there's no one besides Mike Trout teams would rather have than Carlos Correa going forward.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And I said, what about Nolan Arenado? He's like everything that he's already doing, everything that everybody thinks Carlos Correa might do. And I got laughed at. And now I don't think there's much of a question now who the better player is between Nolan Arenado and Carlos Correa. David Dilotti, who used to work here for us, he mentioned that, you know, Nolan Arenado's home road splits are pretty significant, and they are, just like everybody who plays at Coors. But it's not like he's a bad player on the road.
No.
You know?
Yeah, you've been banging that drum for a long time. If they were actually able to pull that off, don't you do that in a heartbeat?
Yeah.
Because then you're not going to be stuck with having to make the decision on Correa, which, you know, instead you're making a decision on Arenado, which to me seems to be a little bit more of a easy decision.
Yeah.
But 713-780-ESPN.
I think that the Nolan Arenado or the Chris Bryant news kind of it makes his trade value better. Like, he's now a more tradable piece. But because, I mean, Nolan Arenado is owed, like, basically on average $32 or $33 million a year through 2026. I mean, he's handsomely rewarded for his services. But Chris Bryant, if you saw the news today, he lost his grievance against the Cubs. And it makes him a cheaper commodity now. But Chris Bryant's a guy that you would have to give that big deal to. I mean, I guess he's got one more year of arbitration technically, but oof. I mean, you're going to have to pay that guy. You're going to have to see what his money is. So I personally prefer Arenado to Bryant, even though Bryant's younger.
Agreed.
But
plus, that's an easy guy to just plug into third. You move Bregman over to his natural spot. I mean, you don't miss a beat.
You are significantly upgraded defensively with Nolan Arenado.
And I would argue offensively.
Yeah. Well, certainly over Correa, but I mean just at third base, you're upgraded significantly off on defense. Alex Bregman makes some great plays. Like, he does have some highlight reel plays, but he also makes some errors that an elite defensive third baseman doesn't make. But it is his natural position. It's the preferred position for him, from what I understand. So would make a lot of sense to me. But again, either one of those situations, you're taking on a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to pay Correa at some point. Wouldn't you rather have somebody that you feel better about?
Well, the question is, because let's say you're going to pay Correa, you know, let's say a 6-year deal, something like that. Okay. Which that's what guys like him are probably going to get. That deal would run until he was 32, 33 years old. Arenado's deal runs until he's 35. So, Correa is certainly, you're getting more of the prime years. But are his prime years better than Arenado's? I would say almost certainly not. Not to mention the health factor.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If all things were equal health-wise, then maybe I'd listen to that. But you know you can't depend on Correa. No. I mean, he's peanut brittle. He's Will Fuller at shortstop. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you what's going on out at Carbach. First of all, Monday, February 10th at 11 a.m., Sterling Country Club. Join Carbach in the fight to find a cure for MS at the 4th Annual Carbach Classic. All the proceeds will be donated to the National MS Society through the Carbach Cycling Team. You'll enjoy a complimentary concert by surprise celebrity from 11 to noon. Sponsors will get to select a celebrity golfer to join their team. Jeff Bloom, Kevin Walter, other Texans players, Mark Clayton, and more. Shotgun start at noon. Scramble play, longest drive contest, and closest to the pin contest as well. Lunch and dinner provided by Backyard Grill. You can get your tickets at CarbachBrewing.com. And of course, the next Sunday, February 16th, 1 o'clock at the brewery, the Rodeo Clown Roundup, third annual event. The lineup, Blackberry Smoke, who I'm really excited to see, Corey Morrow, Band of Heathens, and Clint Daniels. Grab your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find out all the goings on. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm really excited about doing that Rodeo Clown run that you were just mentioning. I will be doing the 5K there. I'm going to start back on a program here. I'm doing a 5K this weekend, and then I'm doing that one, and I'm going to do one more and then stretch out back to a 10. And we'll see how it goes from there. I'm hoping to get to a half marathon later in the year, but going to get back into it. A couple of things. Cali Boy in Texas says, what are the odds Verlander gets hurt? Dusty is hard on a pitching staff. I read a bunch of stuff that, yeah, he was really bad with the Cubs at that, but they apparently he was better in later years with the Nationals because of all that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, it's not like I followed Dusty Baker that much. You know, the only thing I really know much about Dusty is, didn't Jim Rome used to call him the Lizard?
I don't know.
I don't know if Jim Rome's still alive either, but I remember somebody calling him the Lizard. Got to grind. Am I missing something? How's the Astros GM, Bill O'Brien, doing that too? Probably. What are the odds the Astros still bang on trash cans just to mess with opponents' pitchers?
Man, did you see the guy that did that report? For like the Astros fan who did that report on how often they were banging the trash can, like he went back and watched all the games. That's like some serious work.
I think he watched all the games. I think he only had like 58 of the 81 home games.
Right. But I mean, still a lot of games.
It's a lot of work, but it's still, you know, to me, it's incomplete.
But it does show like they a few times a game, and then like the meat of the season, it's like 40 something times per game. It's like, geez, they were like, oh, this really works. We got to get into this.
Yeah. Well, I think the one thing it does, it makes it look a lot more, it was a lot more widespread than I thought it was. They were really going out of their way to do this stuff. And apparently 1 year contract with a club option for Dusty Baker, which would make sense because next year's Astros, the dark ages may be back.
Yeah.
But this year, you still got enough to make another. I still like going in, you're nowhere near as good as the Yankees.
Yeah.
But you're pretty damn good. There's not many other teams that I would take over them. I'd say the Dodgers, but they whine too much. So.
Hater.
Hey, I don't know if it's any good, but I started a new show last night on Netflix. And I kind of stumbled across it by accident because I was looking for detective shows. Mm-hmm. You know, I like detective stuff. And I look at this one, and it's got the guy who was Ser Jorah in Game of Thrones. asked, and I watched it, and it's set in Ireland. It's called Jack Taylor, and it's really good. I've only watched one episode and started the second one, but so far, so good.
All right.
Typical BBC stuff. It's like an hour-long episode, so,
yeah,
you know, but it was really, really interesting. He was good in it, and I'll just say this, not a spoiler, he had more sex in one episode of this than he did in all of Game of Thrones.
All right.
So, positive for him. Yeah, so I haven't watched enough of it yet to say, oh, this is really good. It's just the first one was pretty badass. And, you know, I like those BBC shows when they're done well. And when they're not, so he says, biggest problem with the buzzer conspiracy theory, why the hell would the Astros bang on trash cans so much if they had buzzers they could use instead? Actually, to me, the biggest problem with the whole fake buzzer conspiracy is, and I talked about this before, these guys copped to everything else and denied that. And my comparison to that is, okay, I'm a serial killer. I copped to 10 murders. That 11th one I didn't do.
I'm out on that one.
Yeah. So guess what? I'm going to tend to believe the serial killer.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I tend to believe the Astros on that, and I think the people who are trying to push that narrative are just, you know, what are the odds Joe Rogan and Stephen A. Smith do another UFC together again? Have you been following that?
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say I'm Team Rogan on this?
Yeah, I said it at the time. It's a bad, like, if you're not a fighter, like, questioning the heart or the effort of a fighter, especially at the highest level, is pretty crazy to me. Like, saying, oh, he just quit. He, you know, like, you don't know, unless you know what it's like to get your face broken. It's really easy to, you know, stand on a microphone and say, oh, yeah, he didn't want to do it.
Well, and you don't know what the guy went through to get there. Just from the interview the other day when she said she wasn't on her game in that fight and explained why. You don't know what they're going with weight cut and everything else and training. Maybe you get an injury and a setback in training. You don't know what a guy's going through. So I was with Rogan on that. But you see Stephen A's comeback?
Yes.
He's wrong.
You're wrong on this one, Joe.
Yeah. So, that's your defense. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's covered a lot of sports.
Well, I'm just going to say, I think Joe Rogan's been around MMA a little longer than Stephen A. And I get that they want to use him on everything because they're paying him so much money. And he really is kind of the face of ESPN. And they want to, and I think in a way it's a positive because they really want to raise the profile of MMA. They're actually covering it now like it's a real sport.
Yeah.
And they're invested in it. And whenever they invest in a sport, they want their best people on it.
Yeah.
So I don't fault them for doing that. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with calling him out for stuff like that.
I don't either.
And, you know, I think that, you know, he needs to just say, well, I mean, he's going to say what he wants to say, but maybe learn the sport a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe spend a little more time around it. I know he's spread thin, but that's where the mistakes come from that he makes.
Yes.
He's spread too thin. And it's, you know, I blame his bosses for it more than him. Hockley Dan says his wife is listening with him for 2 days straight. What are the odds you have a new blitzer?
Nice.
Welcome, wife.
Is she hot?
Yeah, let us know. Is she hot?
Send a photo through the text line.
Well, he's on the Twitch channel.
Oh, okay.
So,
can you put it up on there?
I don't know. I don't know if you can actually put photos on the Twitch
chat.
I'm
sure you can.
So I know the
new... Make it happen, Captain.
The new thing we're working on, you'll be able to put photos and memes and whatever else you want. So that's going to be close. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to make everybody's life easier, especially mine, which is all I really care about.
There you go.
Man, I've got all this stuff that we didn't get to the last 2 days. So have we covered all we need to cover on Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
Have we covered all we need to cover on Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or what about Jack Easterby?
That's a non-factor to me.
Person you've never heard of until something like this happened, more or less, Jack Easterby or Brendan Taubman?
Brendan Taubman.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. Who? My first response. Who?
I was like, man, that guy could be an intern here. And I'd be like, go get some coffee. I don't know who you are. Go get your shine box.
Yeah.
Oh. If you had to live in the last movie you watched, where would you be living from Lamont? Actually, the last movie I watched was this morning. For some reason, I decided to watch the 2011 Conan with Jason Momoa. I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, what did I... Oh, I watched... have you ever seen The Lovely Bones?
I don't know.
It's about like this girl who's like... she's murdered by a serial killer.
I've probably seen it then.
She's like, she's like looking down on her set, like on her family as they search for the killer, like from heaven.
But so it's a fantasy.
It's a pretty weird movie, but it's pretty good.
Sounds familiar. I probably watched it stoned. And he says, "Hey, AJ, she likes your voice."
Hey now.
There you go. All right.
Plenty of that on this show. Too much, in fact.
Well, time to get used to it. Hey, did you see Earl Campbell called Chris Russo, just called in to a show?
Yeah, randomly? Like waited on hold. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's pretty wild.
Hey, guess what, Earl? If you call in here, if you just tell him who you are, we're not going to make you wait.
Yeah.
You can go right to the front.
Angry Earl.
All right, there's a lot to get to. I want to get caught up. We haven't talked Super Bowl at all this week.
I've got some pretty deep dive stats, and I want to go through them with you and kind of see who you think has the advantage in that Super Bowl.
Cool.
Particularly on the offensive side, because I think there's some arguments to be made for both. I want to tell you about TGS Insurance. And if you own your home, I want to save you some money. Yeah. It used to take a long time to get a decent home quote. And then... someone came along and said, "Oh, 15 minutes to save a few percent. That'll be great." Well, TGS was like, "No, man, 15 seconds. Here's how they do it. You grab your smartphone, you text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Reply back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings are legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from this year saved over $870, and you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS takes care of all that hassle, all the back end. You don't even have to talk to an insurance agent. That's maybe the best part of the whole deal. You just sit back and fatten your wallet. One more time, it's so simple to do. Just text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote, and you could be saving over $870. Check it out. Text the word money to 232323.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Foster asks, what are the odds Dak Prescott will wait and see what Patrick Mahomes gets before he starts negotiating his next contract?
Might be wise.
Yeah, although if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm waiting for Dak to get his done, Deshaun to get his done, then I'm adding $3 million a year to mine, yeah, to whatever Deshaun makes. So if I had to guess, it's going to be 36 for Dak, 38 for Watson, 40 for Mahomes.
Okay.
That would be my guess. All right, so you got some numbers. Let's dive in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm like Lance Erline. I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah, these are some super nerdy numbers. But if you go ahead and pull up the 49ers schedule.
Okay.
And if you remember when we were talking about them being the best defense in the league, and there's really a split between the first eight games of the season and the second eight games of the season. And you may note, will you read off to the jury some of the names on that first half of the schedule that the Niners had?
They began with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Then they played the Bengals.
Okay. So Winston, Dalton, go ahead.
Steelers without Roethlisberger.
Yep. Mason Rudolph.
Browns.
Okay. Baker Mayfield.
Rams.
Jared Goff.
Redskins. That was a thrilling 9-0
game.
Who
was that? Who was a quarterback in the Redskins?
That was probably Keenum.
I think it probably was.
Panthers.
Kyle Allen.
Cardinals.
Kyler Murray.
They barely covered that. They didn't cover that
they
game.
They didn't cover
way,
that game.
I remember betting the Cardinals. Seahawks.
Russ.
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Yep.
That's their first eight?
That's their first eight.
First 8 weeks, the average offensive efficiency of the teams they faced, 25th.
Okay.
Not great. Then in the second half of the season, you see the numbers start to go up. They started to give up more points. The games where San Francisco faced mobile quarterbacks or top five efficient quarterbacks, which will go with the two Arizona games, the two Seattle games, we'd agree. Baltimore, those are yeah. all mobile quarterbacks.
All of Baltimore's second half, right.
Okay. And New Orleans.
Also second half.
Those games, 55% rush success rate those teams had against the 49ers. The league average, 48. So when they played against good quarterbacks, not only were the good quarterbacks, did they have a higher passing success rate, which they did, but they had a much higher rushing success rate as well. 26 points per game in those games against the better quarterbacks or the mobile quarterbacks. 26.3 points per game. Part of it is the Niners don't blitz. They just don't. That's kind of fundamentally what they are. They are a heavy zone team, cover three, cover four, which, okay, that's cool. Except what do we talk about? What's the way to not beat Patrick Mahomes is to play zone.
Right.
In Kansas City, San Francisco runs zone 77% of the time, 85% on early downs. So if Kansas City avoids third and long, which if you're going to run that much zone on early downs, I think they will avoid third and long because they're going to be passing on early downs, then you're in trouble. And all the sacks, the sack rates and stuff, that all goes down. The sack rate on third down, here's the positive for San Francisco. Their third down sack rate is 20%. The average, 9%. But the Chiefs, 3% sack rate on third down. They don't allow it on third down. So some of the other numbers I was finding, and this is going to be sort of a before we go to that, let me get to the two games where they played man. More man than usual. 45% they played man against the Rams, 44% against the Saints. Against the Rams, 323 yards, 2 touchdowns for Goff. Against the Saints, 349 yards, 5 touchdowns. That's playing man.
Let me clarify something because people are confused. This is the whole season.
Throughout the season, yeah.
Because we just went over the first 8 games. We didn't go over the second 8.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think people are a little confused. So.
And I think one of the factors for both these teams, and we know it's a factor for Shanahan because nobody uses pre-snap motion more than Kyle Shanahan. It's basically what's made him into the coach that he is. He uses it better than anybody. And San Francisco is 32nd in rush success rate when there's pre-snap motion. I mean, they get our Kansas City's 32nd in stopping the run. So they're bad when there's pre-snap motion. You know Kyle's going to use a lot of it. I started looking at the other side. When there was pre-snap motion against Green Bay and Minnesota, the two playoff games for the 49ers, they had 0 sacks when there was pre-snap motion. Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, their passing success doubled when there was pre-snap motion. My guess is Andy Reid is going to look at that and say, you know what, we're going to start putting in some more pre-snap motion, and we're going to beat them at their own game. And like I said, nobody does more of it than the Niners, I think they're going to be very successful with it. And a lot of what they run, 21 personnel, like the heavy formations, Kansas City. This is maybe the craziest stat I found. They allow 2.5 yards per carry more against 21 personnel than any other personnel group. So when it's heavy out there, Kansas City they basically fold. So I think it's really interesting which one of these offenses is going to have success. I think it's going to be, I mean, I think guys like Kittle and Juszczyk against the Kansas City linebackers, the way that they use them, there's plenty of ways to use them. But I think those guys are going to be key to their success. I think that whoever has the better offensive game plan is going to have success. And I think also for the 49ers specifically, it's important to get some stops because we've seen this before. I mean, it happened to the Titans eventually. It definitely happened to the Texans in the second half. If they run out and score on 3-4 drives in a row, you basically have to abandon the run game.
Right.
And that's the last thing you want to do against the Chiefs, because I just read off some numbers that tell you this is the way to beat them. And if you fall behind early, it really limits what you can do. And then this is not deep by any means. If you fall behind and have to abandon the run game, now you're counting on Jimmy Garoppolo to win a shootout with Patrick Mahomes. And to me, there's almost no chance of that happening.
Yeah, the one thing that I try to point out about whenever you start doing statistical breakdowns, and I'll give you a good example. Last year's Texans defense, which statistically looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But then you go back and look at the quality of quarterbacks they were playing the entire season, and when they played good quarterbacks, and this is going to happen. When you face a better offense, you're not going to be as good.
Of course.
When you face a better defense, you're not going to be as effective.
So it's not shocking that Russell Wilson and Drew Brees had success against the Niners because they're better.
Exactly.
But you build up a bunch of numbers against Andy Dalton's and Kyle Allen's and Case Keenum's. I mean, those don't necessarily count when you're playing against Patrick Mahomes.
And, you know, I would kind of, although I don't think it's really fair, the only defense that I look at that the Chiefs played that would be comparable was Baltimore, but Baltimore wasn't as good as they became when they played them.
But also, are the 49ers as good now as they were the first, you know, when they built their reputation?
No, but I think though you hit the nail on the head with, it was the competition contributed to that.
Yeah.
And to be a truly, and you know what? Another example is the Patriots this year. Their defense was historically good.
Yeah.
Look who they were playing. And that doesn't mean you have a bad defense, but you also have to couch it a little bit and say, okay, maybe they're not elite. They're just not playing anybody. They're a good defense that's playing garbage. And then when you start playing good teams, that's when we find out where your level is. And if you're an elite defense, you stop the good teams too.
Yeah.
At least occasionally. Even the best defense is going to have games where they get beat by a great offense. But I think it's interesting.
I think the other thing to consider is, you know, we talk about this a lot, and usually it ends in sadness, but Andy Reid off of a bye is a dominant force. You know, and I'm not of the belief, and there's a lot of guys that are, that the Chiefs have a massive coaching edge in this game.
Oh, I don't think so. I think they have an edge.
Experience edge.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Andy Reid is going to somehow, and Andy Reid is what he was, an innovator. And I'm sure Kyle Shanahan is a guy who studied Andy Reid for a long time when putting together his offenses, because they have a lot in common. But I don't think there's some massive edge for Andy Reid here. I think Kyle Shanahan is guys like him and Sean McVay are the future of this league. So I think that the Niners are right there with him from a coaching standpoint. But I do think with extra time, Andy Reid is a scary animal.
Well, and I think in the end, the difference is the Chiefs have a truly elite quarterback, and Kyle Shanahan's getting as much as he can out of Jimmy Garoppolo. It's kind of how I feel about it. It's funny. I saw a story where they asked Kyle Shanahan about not taking Mahomes before they had Garoppolo. And it was kind of a mealy mouth response. It basically, well, we didn't really look at him enough, I guess. It's like,
Yeah,
that's not a great answer, buddy. Could you imagine how good they would be if they had Mahomes instead of Garoppolo?
I mean, come on.
And
well, even if they had Matt Ryan instead of Jimmy Garoppolo
or Deshaun Watson, who was available. But you know, the one thing about Shanahan is that we always talk about great coaches is they put their guys in the best position to succeed. And I mean, he does that with Garoppolo. He puts him in a position to succeed. He doesn't always, because he's just not that good, but I think the guy's a hell of a football coach. I don't think there's an advantage as much as if you just look at it and say, oh, Andy Reid versus Kyle Shanahan. I think on the offensive side, I think it's a push in terms of coaching ability. Now, talent's a little bit different. Because I do think Shanahan, you know, Super Bowl aside, pretty damn good at calling plays, pretty damn good at creating an offense that can be effective. And, you know, I don't think there's a huge edge there. I think the edge is at quarterback. I think it's a push on the coaches, frankly.
Yeah. So. I mean, I do think, I mean, the quarterback edge is pretty massive.
Yeah.
And the defensive personnel is better for San Francisco. I mean, way better.
Right, right.
But, again, this is where it's up to Andy Reid to exploit what they're weak at, and the fact that, you know, this team that relies so heavily on pass rush got zero sacks when there was pre-snap movement. Andy Reid's not going to look at that and say, oh, that's an accident.
Yeah, exactly. Hey guys, how much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? I'm guessing it's too much. How about you consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. It's much lower than the national average interest rate on credit cards, which is over 20% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. Can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for the listeners, if you apply now, you'll get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. That's lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Mott said, I truly believe there's a lot of revisionist history of Mahomes and Tech. History would tell us hardly anyone comes from air raids that are good. Specifically Tech's air raid. He's a true anomaly from what we're accustomed to at Tech. And I don't think it's revisionist at all because I wasn't very high on him.
I was just wrong.
And until he got drafted by Andy Reid and they already had Alex Smith there. And then I said, you know what? If this is going to work, this is the perfect situation for it. And it turned out it did. But yeah, I wasn't as crazy about him either. But I'll tell you what, if he had gone to Kyle Shanahan,
yeah,
I'd have felt really good about that too. It's like I would feel, you know, well, if you went to Bill O'Brien, I guarantee you Patrick Mahomes would not be Patrick Mahomes if the Texans had drafted him.
No.
So, but that's coaching. But I apparently don't like Bill O'Brien. So I have nothing positive to say about him. People asking for hockey plays. I am still taking a few days off from gambling, guys. I will, I'll get back to it at some point, but
what, are you retired?
No, man, I'm just gambled out. That tournament takes so much out of you, and I prep for it all week, and then, you know, it's a grind, and it's just like anything else. And I had to do my horse picks for the weekend already, so it's like I need a break for a few days because these things I don't just kind of pull them out of my ass. I actually do some research.
What?
And there's some work to it. And plus, God, coming out of the All-Star break, there's always some adjustments because teams get healthy, teams make some changes, and some of those tried and true things that we've been playing don't necessarily work. So give me a couple days and I'll have some plays for you.
All right.
And, you know, I just don't have any right now. So there. 713-780-ESPN. People asking for AJ's plays are all in pregame. If you want AJ plays.
I did give out a play today. I gave out McNeese State as a pick 'em.
Okay.
I think the line's moved to 2 now. Those lines are easy to move, but inside of possession, I probably feel the same way. So
you move the line.
No. those are literally like, if you play offshore, they're like $500 limit games. So.
J-Rep says, but Bob is the quarterback guru. Yeah.
That's true. Respect that.
Boy, I might have been a little hard on him this morning on my appearance in Miami.
Oh, well.
You know, but it's
just. He dies.
You know what? Nothing unfair about that. I brought up Greg's tweet from yesterday. It's like, you know, who gets to cuss out their customer,
yeah,
blow a 20-point lead, and then get promoted?
When does that happen?
Yeah. Alex says, O'Brien the head coach or O'Brien the GM? So far, GM, mixed results. The coach, we already know what he is.
Yeah.
So, we shall see. So he says, listening to Golic and Wingo this morning, and for once, even the national media can't understand the decision to give Bill more power.
It's weird.
Well, it's amazing that the national media, and you do this too, when you go on other shows, up until this year, everybody's like, why don't you guys like Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
And
it takes a while for people to realize what's going on.
You try to explain it to them, but what'd you say, Aaron?
So I've got Golic's take on it from the morning.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that in a minute. But after this Kansas City game, you started seeing people writing stories about what the hell is this guy thinking? I would fire O'Brien and take Bieniemy home with me on the plane, that kind of stuff. And, you know, now that I said doing that show this morning, those guys were just like, what the hell? How do they give this guy power? So it's nice to see that the national media is finally catching up. Haven't we kind of been on this for at least 2 years, probably longer?
Something like that.
Okay, just want to know. Just want to make sure that we're clear that maybe we were
ahead of the curve
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to be, though. We see it every day.
That's true.
Okay, Aaron, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and play that.
He's had some success with this team winning division titles, but then you get to the point of, and a guy coaching in this game went through it, not only winning division titles, a guy that would get to a bunch of NFC championships games and just got to one Super Bowl, and Andy Reid, and spent 14 years in Philly, and finally they said, you know, we're not getting...
And was effectively the GM during that
exactly.
very good run.
And yeah, I'd say four or five NFC title games is pretty darn nice with one Super Bowl.
Correct.
Well, Bill O'Brien hasn't reached that level, and there were those that were like, should he even be the coach anymore? Is he kind of, are they ready to move on? And not only now is he the coach, but he's the GM as well. So, hey, listen, if you can get it, great. Good luck to you on it. And we know the talent they have on that team to try and get to the next level.
There you go. Yeah.
Again, we don't get it. And now at least everybody else is starting to see what the hell's going on here. As they should.
Kay McMahon on the Twitch says, Fred, did you really just say that Shanahan gave a weak answer when asked about the 49ers not drafting Pat M? What the hell was he supposed to say? Maybe, yeah, I wish we'd have drafted Patrick instead of signing Jimmy. That would have been true, but stupid. Jesus. Well, first off, thanks for calling me Jesus. Second off, what he said was, well, we didn't really do our homework on him, basically. That was his response. That's what's stupid.
Well, what he did say also was he was pretty certain that they were going to end up with Kirk Cousins. And that was like his first choice was to end up with Kirk Cousins. So he hadn't really considered a quarterback in the draft because in his mind, Kirk Cousins was going to be their guy. And then they got outbid on him and it was like a scramble and they end up with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, which is, it's worked out fine for him. But, you know, it was still a dumb answer. And I mean, you can, you know, I almost said something I shouldn't have. You can say whatever you want, but to say we didn't do our homework on a guy, basically, is a mealy-mouthed answer. You should have just said, yeah, we weren't in the market for a quarterback at the time, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say. But of course you're not going to say, oh, I wish we'd have drafted the guy and not the guy I have on my roster. Of course you're not going to say that. So, yeah.
I mean, you could also say, don't you wish you would have drafted Christian McCaffrey with that pick? Don't you wish you would have drafted?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that with every draft. Like, you know, no one took. There's six more teams between where the Niners picked and where Mahomes went?
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Talk to those teams.
Well, go talk to the Bears who traded up to not take Mahomes.
Well,
that's where you should be asking. But either way, there's nothing wrong with.
Well, talk to the Bengals and the Jags who don't have real quarterbacks.
it's a fair question. He had an opportunity to get the guy.
Yeah.
And
you just weren't looking for one.
And he could have answered that a hell of a lot better. So, hope that answers.
And also remember that The Niners had the second pick that year.
They traded down one.
Yeah. So, I mean.
They traded down one whole spot.
Yeah, but I almost said it. They got a pretty good haul for it.
Yeah, they did. And
that's how badly the Bears wanted Mitch. Good old Mitch Bortles.
Yeah, well, just, and, you know, I'm sorry that you don't think that's a weak answer, but I do. And there was a lot of things that you could have said there. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. I'm not saying people in general who act if he was surefire being wrong is what 99.9% of people who follow football probably thought. Well, and you know what? There was all those years of Jeff Tedford quarterbacks that didn't work either until one did. And Aaron Rodgers got
it.
And I think that this is very similar. And now I also think because coaching philosophies have changed in terms of they are implementing a lot more of the kind of stuff that they do in college. Then, I think you're going to see more successful guys. I still, just because Pat Mahomes worked out, that doesn't mean Baker Mayfield's going to work out.
No.
And I still don't think he will. Or Kyler Murray, who's tiny. Oh, I can't say that, right? He'll block me.
Yes, he will.
But, yeah, 713-780-ESPN. Sodex says, good thing the Texans don't have to worry about defending their picks.
Well, not for a while.
Yeah, not for a while.
And that was the one draft where the Texans, I mean, they got the right guy.
Yeah. Although, wasn't Bill O'Brien against that?
He didn't need him.
Your general manager?
He didn't need him.
Had Tom Savage? Woo. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was that's basically like the draft that's kept Bill O'Brien afloat. Well, you know, there was a couple busts in that thing, too.
Yeah, the
Deontay Foreman.
Yeah.
Julian Davenport.
Well, I have no problem with them trading these third-round picks, because we know how that ends.
Yeah, basically, the first two picks worked, Watson and Cunningham. Everything else was a disaster. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go with this because, and I mentioned it this morning, it's like Watson covers up a lot of warts on this guy.
No doubt.
But, I mean, I honestly don't know what to say anymore about this organization. I have nothing that they don't do anything they should do. They always do the exact opposite, and they don't care what people think because they're printing money. So, good luck with that.
Yep.
Enjoy your AFC South division title banner next year at the raising in week one. And, you know, the fans deserve that, as Cal McNair said. What do we got here?
All right. Oh, Lance is up next. We got to talk to Lance. Mock draft guy Lance. It's out there, folks. And we're going to hear what Lance has to say about how he will defend himself. I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen, you know how it is. For the last month, it's been cold one night, warm the next. If you are heating or cooling your house, if you plan on cooling your house in the summertime, which if you don't, do you plan on living through the summer? Let Allstate Windows and Siding, let them check out your older windows for drafts. Give them a call today. Get your free window inspection. How about that? 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all full siding jobs. I mean, these guys are saving you money, and you're going to make the money back that you spend on your windows just by saving on your energy bills. Family owned and operated for over 45 years, military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts. This is the kind of company that you want to do business with. You want the best rate? Who do you call? Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online. AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle up. I know how to handle up. Light the candle up. Make you put up.